Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Ken, there's your white Christmas. That's the only kind of white Christmas you want, isn't it?
Basically, because I'm usually out a lot. I'm the one who's got to go to these, all over really get around.
Just the song, not the snow, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, next, maybe I should replace Bing here in a couple of minutes or so.
No, please, don't sing. I'll go back to the instrumentals. Okay. Well, welcome back to Party Line. And good morning, Susan Gresham.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well on this Wednesday morning, the 1st of December.
Hard to believe. It's December 1 already, isn't it?
It really is. I can't believe it. But I think I'm more excited this year than I was last year. The trees are up and we're getting things moving.
Yeah, I think we're pointed in the right direction. Yeah. Yes.
We have some sort of a semblance of what we'd like to see.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really the big thing. So, you were talking, we were talking about this a little yesterday and then again today. You want to talk about the core values of Coach Kidd. So go ahead and talk about that.
Well, at Coach Kidd's over the last year, we've been focusing on who we are and what our values are, and as a board and with our mentors. And obviously, hope is a really big piece because Coaches Christ offers all children hope. And so we've been talking about what hope is, and I think we're going to spend another year focusing on what hope is because we really all need hope. We need, and it's not just a wish. It's not just I hope I get a pony for Christmas. I don't want a pony, really, but I do not want to take care of a pony. But the whole idea of that you can wish for something and then it's true. But hope is really about seeing the possibilities that are out there, the positive opportunities, and then making strides to get there, taking steps. How do I get to that place that I believe exists? And so hope is also about just believing that you're valuable, that you have a place here on this planet, that you have people that care about you, that there is value there. So hope is a big piece of who Coach Kidd is, but we also are a place of belonging. We believe that kids belong, that everyone belongs, and that we want to include people into our relationships rather than disclude them. And then also grace. We all need grace. We all make mistakes, do things, say things, even believe things that hurt others. And it's important that we have relationships that come together around us to accept us. We often, the mistakes we make, we by getting blamed or judged, we don't change. But when we are loved and cared for, we do. And right now at Coach Kids for the last quarter, we've been talking about well-being because we care about our kids, our youth well-being, but we also care about our mentors' well-being. And there are a lot of pieces to well-being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's a really broad category to say that, you know, somebody's well-being. So it's physical, you know, it's about being physically safe, but it's also about being emotionally safe and about having a spiritual safe place to be. And so at Coach Kids, we want to be all of those things to the youth in our county and especially to our mentors and our kids.
I would think the main reason that some of the like hope and well-being, those resonate more with people who are not accustomed to receiving a lot of things.
Right. I would agree that these are things that maybe you don't even realize you don't have. If you're struggling with despair, depression, I've dealt with both of those things. I find that usually I'm in a place where I'm missing some other pieces. You know, I'm missing some relationships. I don't know about everybody else, but during COVID, when things were kind of shut down, and even just since then, I felt lonely, And I had to start being very careful to reach out to friends and family members and make those connections, because it was easy to deep dive into yourself or watch TV or listen to something, and letting those relationships and connections kind of fall to the wayside. So I started scheduling time with my friends. Mm-hmm. I started saying, okay, we need to spend time. I need to call my mom. I need to make those right. connections, because there for a while we just kind of let them go. And it's important, especially with youth mentoring, that it's something that we strive for, we reach for, and we find that we're better off because of it.
I think the one thing that helped me through it, and I think Kevin may, I hope, hopefully agree with this, because I think he's part of it as well, is that it really didn't affect us that much here, because we were here every day. So, and I think, you know, having your normal everyday routine really helps out.
It does. It, for those of us that it kind of got in the way, you know, I know at Coach Kids we were scheduling opposite times to be in the office and maybe not being in person as much. Zoom meetings just don't quite do it. Though they were a nice temporary substitute. I don't think that they replace relationship. But, having a regular routine. And just as a pitch for Coach Kids, one of the things that I've heard from our mentors is having a place to go. Like if you mentor in the schools and you go in every Tuesday, that being there every Tuesday, seeing the same people, encouraging another person, these are all very healing things. If you're feeling lonely or if you're feeling some depression, that those... having that regular schedule, you know, meeting with your mentee every Monday evening or every Saturday afternoon, that these are things. It's mentoring is not just for the kid, although that's the part that we tout a lot. It's also for the mentor. We've got a lot of folks that are retired. Their schedules have changed, and they're not sure that they can be a mentor, that they have anything to offer, but they sign up anyway. And then all of a sudden, we're hearing that they're happier. They've found some purpose in life, and that they have started a schedule that they're able to make connections with people around them, and that changes the quality of their life.
Not only is this good for the mentor, but the mentee. Because they've started looking forward to this both ways.
Yes, that's so true. And you might think, well, the kids are around at school. They're around all sorts of people all day. They're teachers, they're classmates. But there is something special about having that one person that knows your name, that's coming just to see you, mm-hmm. that's making that connection. So it does. Having those involvements really makes a difference.
You know, we're talking about mentors, and you gave me a list of what you need. It seems like you're getting a few more added in. You don't have quite as many openings. Is that a true assessment or not?
I would not say that we don't have kids to get matched. I do say we're prioritizing some kids on our list. Our school-based program, because it's December. It's December. I'm still not getting over that. We feel like we're not making as many matches because the end of the school year is. I know I'm talking about planning a fundraiser in the spring.
Yeah.
So we're already talking about May, and it's coming. So we want to make sure that kids have somebody to connect with every week and give them as much time as we can before summer break. So our school lists aren't as packed full as they usually are.
You know, understand, but it seems like things are moving along a little bit, you know. I know you have a lot of people on there. I know you do.
Yeah.
So, and it probably isn't going to change a whole lot.
It isn't, because there are always kids that are going through challenging circumstances, or parents, or relatives, or guardians. They see relationships are so important, and unfortunately, in our world, there's just a lot of brokenness, and so mentors help to mend that. And I do think it goes both ways. I think it helps the kid, but it also helps to mend our relationships with adults as well.
And the thing of it is that, you know, is as you said, this is such a good thing for both sides.
Right.
That, you know, people who are making, well, should I or shouldn't I? It's like, okay, well, look at it this way. You're gonna make somebody happy, and you're probably going to wind up getting yourself happy and not even know it.
That's right. I think volunteerism is just so important, to get out of ourselves, to be active in our own life, and to make some decisions for ourselves. And we've just got so many great opportunities and programs that it's a safe way to get engaged with the community, and it's a controlled way. Mm-hmm. You know, with Coach Kids being involved, we're a part of every piece of the relationship, and you're never alone. The mentors are never alone. You don't have to worry about, man, I'm going to get into something that is going to get bigger than I can handle, and that's just not the case. That's why we have staff. That's why we have other relationships.
Have you, when you talk to your mentors about this, or potential ones, maybe I should say, has there been one thing that's come up that they said, I never realized how much I would get so much from a certain thing that they didn't have in their lives?
I know specifically I was having a conversation with Joellen Clark this week, and she's a rock star mentor that I like to talk about a lot. But she was joking as we've been archiving some of our paperwork and files. She said, when I signed up over 20 years ago to be a mentor, she said, I thought I was too old then. Mm-hmm. She said, I didn't think any kid would want to spend time with me. I didn't think I would have enough things to do. She just signed up for her newest relationship 3 weeks ago. You know? And so she just said that she had so much, she gets so much out of it.
Right.
That she gets so much out of the relationships, out of the smiles, out of the connection. And she's actually a part of two different programs. She does a Community Hope, which was her new match with a sixth grade student. But she also does Friends for Life, which is our new program that's working with high school students that have self-referred. And believe it or not, I had to talk her into that one. Because again, she thought, I don't know if I have anything to give a high school student. And we all laughed at that because she does have so much to bring, because these kids, they just need someone on their side, someone to talk to them, someone to listen to them. And Joellen knows everybody. So a big part of our Friends for Life program is making connections within the community. And, you know, she knows somebody who did that or went to school there or had that training or whatever it is. And that's a big part of mentoring.
And I have a feeling that they also, the mentors usually find that, you know, they're giving a piece of themselves that they didn't know the people still wanted, because it's
right.
Because I would assume the majority of your mentees, or quite a few of them, I should say, probably
right,
have never had or have had very little of what they're getting.
Yes, I would agree to that. A lot of times the relationship, they're not used to having an adult as a friend. Mm-hmm. They've had adults as authority figures in their life. They've had adults as teachers or administrators. They've had babysitters. They've had people tell them what to do, but a lot of times it's learning a new type of relationship, which is respecting each other, talking with each other. And a big benefit of youth mentoring is that kids can come out of it and be confident in how they talk with and how they respect adults.
I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Yeah. Okay. Talk a little bit about the Friends for Life.
Friends for Life. I've been talking to you about this for the last 6 months or a year and not knowing how it's going to work. But Friends for Life is a program that we just started. We're working with Purdue Extension Office for self-referring high school students. That means they've decided themselves that they would like to have a mentor. And this program particularly is helping them to 9th through 12th graders to look at their future and decide what direction they would like to go. So it's a friend to talk with. It's just monthly meetings with a mentor. And I joke that I picked my 12 favorite people to be mentors in this program. I'm sorry, guys, you weren't included in that. And I'm sorry if anybody's feelings are hurt out there. But no, people that have mentored in the past or people who have mentored me, and I asked them if they would be a part of this pilot program, because it's really, we weren't quite sure how it was going to work. But we've been blown away by the responses. Just we've had a couple meetings at Purdue Extension Office. We had Gem City Junction hosted us, and they're going to host some more. But we talk about the things, the steps that they need to be taking as a freshman. What do you need to be thinking about as you consider life after high school? And so we talk about, you know, filling out FAFSAs. We talk about different colleges and trainings that are available. One of our mentor trainings was talking with someone on the state level about the opportunities that the state will pay for with trainings. It's not just about college. It's also about job certifications and about letting mentors know, like, there are all these opportunities out there and people just don't understand what they are. So we want our mentors to know what they are. And we also just want to know who to call when we have a question. So these kids, a lot of them just want someone to talk to. I don't know about everybody else. My parents were super supportive, but even they didn't know how to help me make those decisions, career-wise or college-wise. And our guidance counselors are doing an amazing job at all the schools, but let's face it, the system's overwhelmed. You've got three counselors for 700 or 800 students. So this is a friend. This is just a friend. This is somebody to sit down with a list of talking points, get to know each other and say, oh, I think you would be great at whatever that is. And this is what's involved in the job. And you know what? I know somebody who does that job, and they would be willing to talk to you about the steps they took to get there and the things they wish they would have done differently.
Yeah.
So to hopefully help a high school student to be able to make those differences. But another big piece of Friends for Life is that we're talking about being strengths-based. There's Clifton Strengths Finder is an assessment online. And I know people think, oh, it's a personality assessment. But really, it asks questions. I joke that it's magic. But it identifies the five top strengths of each individual. I'm talking about how we should act out of our strengths. A lot of time we act out of our shame. I think of the things that I do wrong, and I'm constantly trying to improve them to prove myself. And really, I should be acting out of the top five things that I'm really good at. Don't pick a job that is like, if you don't like to talk in public, don't come into radio.
Right.
You know, like
right.
there are a lot of things, and you would be surprised at how many things just human beings we do. Because I don't know what a bad reason.
Because we think we're supposed to.
Yeah. That you
or
make
someone
it,
tells us that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And so when we go the strengths-based route, we're allowing kids to see, number one, that they are valuable, they are loved, they matter, and they can be strong. And then that adult is a cheerleader for them and helping to look at schools, look at trainings, look at careers, look at opportunities here in our community. We had Jason Wilhite from the Chamber of Commerce come and talk about different opportunities within our own community. And we're getting ready to hear from Stacy Dolahan from Ivy Tech about the different opportunities Ivy Tech offers for kids in our community for training. So we're just trying to give kids all the resources they need and our mentors. We believe in relationship. We believe that making those connections is going to give those kids confidence. We also understand that they may not make, even with all of this, they may not make the best decision off the top end, but that we believe that in the long term that we're giving them the skills they need and helping them identify the strengths they have to be able to make a good decision and a bright future.
And I think what the mentors also find is that just because you're a little bit older doesn't mean you're as far separated from
right.
these kids as you think you are.
Well, and I would say even I've got kids in high school and college and an active adult. and I think, you know, I think the elementary kids, even I sometimes think, gosh, I'm kind of removed from that. What would I have to offer a second grader? And that's kind of a joke because second graders just need somebody to sit there and listen to all the different things they've got going on in their life. And you cannot imagine the life changer it is for them to have someone to sit and smile and give them high five and all that jazz. And you may think, well, that's just all feel good. You know, whatever. But those are the things that change lives. Those making those connections and knowing that you're making a difference, it's everything.
All right. Are we missing anything? Anything else you want to bring up real quick?
Well, we're getting ready. Of course, we're at our year-end ask as December 1st. That means the United Way blackout period is over. And so we are doing our year-end. So if you want to give to Coach Kids and help keep youth mentoring happening in Clinton County, that would be fantastic. You can send it 554 West Walnut Street, or you can go to PayPal and send it to us. But also, we're really focusing this year on monthly giving. We're asking folks to give even $10 a month and being a part of this giving community and making a connection so you can see what's going on in our community with our kids every month and just really talk about hope, belonging, grace, and well-being, and so that we can work together to make a difference in the lives of our kids.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Susan. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and all that stuff.
And all that
to
good
you.
Stuff. Thanks so much. Same to you.
All right. Thanks
we'll
a lot.
We'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. And archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It's a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Kit over there. A lot to cover here in the next couple minutes. First, I want to pull up Rudolph's red glowing nose on my phone and see if it actually works here, I think, because we're doing some switchover stuff that I won't bore the listeners with right now. Uh-huh. We've got something silenced on the computer, and so I want to click here and just prove to everyone that it actually works. See, there we go.
Presented by Thrifty Muffler in Kokomo, iMechanic in Kokomo, and of course, Coca-Cola of Kokomo.
That wasn't Santa.
No, that was not Santa. That was Krumpus. That was Scott Allen.
Yeah.
So that's our Shine 99. Of course, we have sponsors and voice on there as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is. It works on your phone or your computer. So there you go. That's Rudolph's red glowing nose at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com or Shine99.com. Also, I'm going to not give his name to protect the innocent or protect his position, let's say, but got a Facebook message over the break here from somebody who mentioned their favorite Christmas movie. One of their favorites was Die Hard.
Ooh.
And I got thinking, you know,
there's a lot of people who think that way.
Absolutely. Nothing says Christmas like seeing Hans Gruber fall off the top of the Nakatomi Plaza, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Die Hard's a good one to watch.
Or Bruce Willis saying yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Yeah. So that's a good one. And they usually show it around Christmas time. Of course, it's Christmas time in the setting of the movie.
Right.
So. Yes, I will high-five Ken for you. Let me go ahead and high-five
you.
Oh,
gosh, I got moved.
There we go. Close enough. All right.
Yeah.
So that person asked me to high-five you. I'll tell you who they are after we get off the air.
You know, the other thing about that, about the Die Hard movie, is that you got the person who winds up in the kind of like the off part of the movie is Reginald Bell Johnson, who played, you know, the
cop.
The cop.
The black cop who was there helping him. Yeah. He was a great
But the thing character. Is, people don't really realize who else he played in a very popular show that had, had Steve Urkel with him.
Yeah, he was the dad in Family Matters,
right?
Yeah.
I love that show.
I don't remember that name, but I knew who you were talking
about. Yeah, that's one of the programs I dearly love. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I enjoyed Family Matters and Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Urkel. Did I do that?
Yeah. Also, I saw on Facebook, someone sent me a message while we were talking to Susan, and I went to check it out here. You'll find this interesting, Ken, and a lot of our listeners will. I originally saw it on Facebook from Patty Moss, who used to work here. And I was trying to confirm it online, which I was able to. The Kokomo Perspective is closing.
I'd heard that. I'd forgotten about it, to be honest.
Yeah, they're shutting down after serving the Howard County community for 32 years. Now, I've seen nothing for the last 2 years or so about people saying how much better the Perspective is than the Tribune.
Yeah.
You know, so in the Kokomo Perspective on Twitter and Facebook, 21 hours ago, they made the announcement, it's with a heavy heart. But they left you with one last thought. Consider buying a subscription to the Kokomo Tribune. The local news you receive on your Facebook feed doesn't originate in Indianapolis or Washington, D.C. It comes from local news reporters and photographers who care as much about the community as you. Now, that's their way of saying support local journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you and I are all for that, but I don't know if what they do is considered journalism or not. I like the Perspective. It seemed like they were relatively fair from the couple articles that I've read over the last couple of years. So, Kokomo Perspective, out of business. They're shutting down the whole website and everything. So, if you go to their website, it's got late breaking local news, but this will probably be like the last day, or yesterday was the last day.
Yeah.
So, newspapers are a thing of the past almost. You know, they are going by the wayside.
You know, though, I will say this: I've been surprised by the amount of people who says, "I just need to have a newspaper in my hand."
Yeah, people like the
on a daily basis.
People like the touch.
Yeah,
right.
They
the
do.
Feel
and
of it.
I'm not going to embarrass and talk about the person who told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying. And I have more thought about it. He's probably right.
I get that.
Yeah,
and I do too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Occasionally, I'll go out and buy another one just for the heck of it. If I want for something out there, I really want. But the.
It's fun to turn the pages, right?
Well, yeah, you sound like you're turning the whole paper, not just the page.
I know, but people like that feel and that smell, and you know.
The only thing that got bad is that when they started putting, you know, when the cost of ink tripled in 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and also the cost of newsprint,
mm-hmm.
those are the two things that really buried them.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the lack of readership,
right? And the lack of readership came from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Being so accessible to everyone and people finding other ways to get news or get more quick news. Like here on the radio, we can stop and jump right on.
Yeah.
They've got deadlines and publishing and, you know, they just can't get it out as quick as we can.
But there's one reason that – one another reason that we don't really talk about, that the reason the newspapers are declining. People want to see, unfortunately, it's kind of a, I don't know if you'll call it a morbid side of thing, but people want to see who died.
If it bleeds, it leads, or
yeah.
Like obituaries?
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's usually the number one reason why.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's like the most turned to page.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Tomorrow, our guest on WILO's Leading with Hope and Vision will be Anita Stewart with United Way.
And I talked to her yesterday via text or via email, whatever we talked about. And so I know she'll be around tomorrow.
All right. Plus, a representative of the Clinton County Fair Council at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Ken, have a good day, man.
All right.
And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They include Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Wealthy Custom Exteriors. Ken and I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Thursday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.